This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. Colorado Congressman Jonah Goose is making an academic argument for keeping U.S. Space Command in Colorado. CPR's Caitlin Kim explains.
In a letter to military leaders, Representative Neguse and more than 21 higher education leaders outline all the ways, from space research to the state's workforce, that makes Colorado the suitable permanent home for Space Command. Neguse, a former University of Colorado regent, says keeping Space Command in Colorado with its access to research universities will help protect national security. Colorado's Congress members have been pushing to keep the headquarters at Peterson Space Force Base instead of moving it to Huntsville, Alabama. I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
RTD is dropping its affiliation with the University of Colorado on its A-Line commuter rail. The transit agency says CU's corporate sponsorship of it expires today. RTD says it's seeking other partners for naming rights of the line that runs between Denver's Union Station and DIA. The Colorado Avalanche begin their seven-game NHL playoff matchup against the Edmonton Oilers tonight in Denver. CPR's Andrew Viega says the winner of the series will play for the Stanley Cup.
The Avs are making their first appearance in the Western Conference Finals since 2002. They rolled through the first two rounds of the playoffs, beating Nashville and St. Louis, but the team now will have arguably their toughest test to date. The Oilers' attack boasts Connor McDavid, who many believe is a generational talent and the best player in the NHL. I'm Andrew Viegas, CPR News.
That game is starting in an hour.